107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It is an absolute pleasure to chat once again with stand-up comic legend Ron James is on the phone line. He's going to be coming back to Stratford September 15th for another great show at the Avon Theater. Ron, good morning.
Nice to talk to you. I'm busy battening down the hatches, preparing for this sucker punch from Hurricane Aaron.
Oh my gosh, the East Coast is really taking its hard knocks this summer.
Yeah, it's been vicious. They forbade us to walk in the woods, which is fine by me, but it's a tinderbox, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, of course Manitoba, everything's burning up, but when when you talk to people who don't believe in climate change, it's just the earth going through its cycles.
There you go. Well, we have a hot ticket for September 15th. Ron, you're back in town for Not Nearly Done Yet. I love the title.
Thank you so much. It will be the last live performance in this particular title of a show, but this is an independent gig. And I love working with Ron Dodgson for the cause, and the cause, of course, is great. And it's, as everybody knows, it's going to be for the Stratford Arts and Culture Collective, you know, which is a performance space that meets the needs of the Stratford and surrounding area, where you don't have to be a professional to channel your artistic soul.
Yeah.
This is a good thing. I guess everybody's got to start somewhere.
That's right. So, Ron, how's this?
I've been in the game for 30 years. 30 years, I guess.
Yeah.
95.
How's the tour been going?
I'm 28 on the road. So.
How's the tour been going?
Oh, it was fantastic. Of course, it's a challenge. It was a bit of a challenge after the election. That's when I hit the ground running. Day one after Carney took the helm, and so it was exciting to say the least. And you can't help but have political content in your show these days. And I like to be an equal opportunity offender. I'll poke fun at both sides.
Yeah, for sure.
In my 2-hour show, but the point is, this election was so specific to our national identity, what with tangerine taco south of the border threatening to turn us into the 51st state, when the only thing Canada's ever been responsible for in terms of American dissension are Canadian geese defecating on Florida golf courses during migration season.
Oh my goodness. And Ron, you've been pretty vocal with the whole elbows up. How do you think we're doing so far with all of this?
Well, the Liberals disappointed me with their classical neoliberal move against the striking flight attendants. But quite frankly, I haven't been taking a deep dive this summer. I've excluded myself more than I should have, perhaps, from planet Zuckerberg. But rather than breathe the rare air of cyberspace, I was elbow deep in my garden here. And just when you called now, I'm trimming bushes so the raspberries can get some light.
Oh, very good.
That's what I do in the summertime. You know, I try to commune with nature and the real things down here beside the sea. And it charges my batteries for the year to come. My girlfriend and I were down here for 2 months, and then now my daughter comes down to visit me with her boyfriend, and my other daughter was here earlier with her girlfriend. And so, it took me 40 years to get a piece of back home with all my traveling. But Ontario is where I raise my girls, and Ontario is where I learn my craft.
Okay.
Starting in Second City and traveling the highways and byways of my adoptive province, and I just fell in love with it, you know. It's a spectacular place to live and to raise a family.
Well, Ron, you are certainly a national treasure, and I caught your show last time you were in Stratford. Ron, you have just an amazing stand-up performance, and it's just so full of just wonderful ideas, and I'm just amazed how many topics you cover, and you do it all sort of nonstop, if you will.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a long time to hone the craft, to be like Malcolm Gladwell says, it takes 10,000 hours. But the alliterative runs have become my calling card. But I like to I like to juxtapose those with, as you say, an eclectic collection of topics, because I want to give a little something for everybody, you know. And with such a glutted marketplace, with so many American acts touring now, the big heavy hitters too. I mean, I was on the other side of Seinfeld a couple of years ago in Summerside PEI. Mind you, he took the jet and I drove the fixed link, but still, you know, you're competing against the best in the world these days.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I like to stretch a really eclectic buffet, as I say, so that everybody can have a little bit of something to laugh at. But the point of stand-up, from my perspective anyway, that despite the fractures politically and socially in this world that seems to be changing nanosecond fast, with terra firma liquefying beneath their feet daily, it's so refreshing to get everybody on the same page with laughter. That being said, you have to tip the apple cart as well. It's not a comedian's job to ride in it. But I want people feeling lighter when they left the theater than when they walk in. And I think a comedian's job is to make sense of the chaos we're all walking through in the language of laughs by connecting the dots on this, what can be sometimes a very precarious and perilous journey, and lightening the load.
And no one does it better than you, Ron. It's a Stratford Arts and Culture Collective presenting Ron James, Not Nearly Done Yet. Tickets are on sale or certainly available now, but this show is pretty close to getting sold out. All happening at the Avon Theater.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I speak seriously about my work during an interview, but my mandate during a show is, if the ushers aren't wiping the seats down after I'm finished, I haven't done my job.
In a good way.
In a good way.
It's for September 15th, 7:30 p.m. show. It's not to be missed at the Avon Theater, Stratford. And you were in town not too long ago promoting the show. And I think last time we chatted, Ron, we talked about, you know, we need to get you up on stage at the Stratford Festival. We got Anthony Cimolino, our artistic director. It's going to be his final season coming up next season. I think maybe they haven't cast The Tempest yet. I don't know if you're up for that or waiting for Gatto.
Listen, man, look. If you want a 68-year-old bow-legged Taliban, I'm your guy. But the point is, I dropped into town because I was headed up to Bayfield to do a benefit for their arts collective as well, for my friends Brad Turner and Jess Patel. Brad Turner, the director of all those episodes of 24. I worked with him years ago in SCTV. When he was the stage manager for them, and that was a wonderful experience. That's a beautiful little town.
Yeah.
So so I did two shows there, and fairly intimate compared to the size of the Avon, that's for sure. But so I dropped into town, and, you know, I did a video promoting the this show that we're doing, and love coming to Stratford. I mean, it's the North Star of theater in North America. It's right up there with Broadway. So
yeah, oh,
yeah,
for
why
sure.
Don't you invite the artistic director to the show?
There you go. Well, we'll work on that for sure.
Yeah, you do that.
StratfordACC.com is the website for Stratford Arts and Culture Collective. In the meantime, you can get your tickets through the Stratford Festival website, stratfordfestival.ca, for Ron James, Not Nearly Done Yet, Avon Theater, September 15th. You got to be there. It is going to be another terrific show, and as we mentioned, it is almost sold out. Ron, how's your fall looking after this show?
After this show, if everything works out, we're lining it up. I'll be shooting a film immediately after I'm on stage at the Avon, and then I tuck myself in and begin to write my new tour, which starts in Atlantic Canada on November the 2nd. I've got a dozen dates then. And then I come back, and I'm performing in Toronto for the first time in years.
Okay.
I've rented the Bluma Appel Theater, and a producer whom I worked with in the past, Lynn Harvey, who produced all my CBC specials and my series. We've got our old crew together, and I'll be streaming that special.
Cool.
I had a rant of mine go viral on Midas Touch in the wintertime, and they were calling from all over the place. And I was down in Costa Rica with my girlfriend at the time in the mountains, so I couldn't do the interviews. But, yeah, it got about 1.6 million views.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, thank you. It was a real surprise. A Canadian outfit who was, of course, you know, viciously anti-Trump sent it into them, and boom, it took off.
There you go.
So I thought, why don't I try to jump the fence to America with a perspective? And the show is called A View from Here, because were I to try to cross the border, my friend, I'd be cleaning latrines in El Salvador the next day.
Oh, my. Oh, Ron, you're going international now.
We'll see. International from the safety of Canada.
Yeah, there you go. It's the beauty of technology. I love it.
It is.
Ron James, not nearly done yet, and he's still going strong. You bet. Avon Theater, September 15th, 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets. Ron, an absolute pleasure. If they want to follow your tours or whatnot, what's the best place to go?
You just go to Facebook. I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram, and on my website, ronjames.ca.
Ron James, thanks, Ron. Have a great show coming up in September. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for this marvelous interview and the enthusiastic plug for the show. Bonus, man. I'm indebted. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ron. That's great. Thank you. I really appreciate your time on this because I know you're busy.